Civic Media Station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions between Israel and Iran rising once again after dueling strikes that began when Israel hit several of Iran's nuclear facilities and killed two top generals. Iran striking back with at least 100 drones overnight. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
Several U.S. officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio essentially saying there was no U.S. military assistance. There was no U.S. involvement in any of this. This is strictly an Israeli operation, and American officials are being very clear about that. And the reason they're saying this publicly is because they want to protect American military and civilian populations in the Middle East.
Israel says it hit dozens of targets throughout Iran and was justified, according to IDF spokesman Effie Defrin.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
This is ABC News. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Jaws.
Players out for a leisurely day of disc golf near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, were doing their thing on the course when suddenly out of the heavens falls a foot-long baby hammerhead shark. No, it wasn't a Sharknado. It was just an osprey dropping his breakfast. The bird likely hunted the hammerhead in the ocean about a half a mile away and carried it over the golf course. The players considered taking it back to the water, but it was too far away and the shark too far gone. Instead, the golfers left the shark at hole 11 for another bird to find. If you see it, play through. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The UK has decided that Jolly Ranchers are a cancer risk. Britain's equivalent of the FDA says the candies contain ingredients that may be carcinogens if eaten over long periods of time. Jolly Ranchers are no longer allowed in the UK. Hershey, the maker of the candy, says consumers can rest assured, though, Jolly Ranchers are perfectly safe. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet in Minocqua stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
Yes, consumers are paying more for beef at the grocery store, but it has not changed their consumption patterns. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. I talked about it with Dr. Glenn Tonsor. Tonsor is a professor in agriculture economics at Kansas State University. He also coordinates the monthly Meat Demand Monitor Survey. Tonsor says the latest survey shows that consumers are anxious about international trade relationships and the potential for unemployment, but they still keep buying beef.
I'll just call it the meat protein is in, right? So this broad desire to have meat protein in your diet. More and more people are telling us they self-declare as a meat consumer. The rate of vegan vegetarianism is actually declining per the MDM. So to put a bow on that is those are trends that are going, you know, they're conflicting. So far, we are seeing retail demand strength hold up. So grocery store for at home, which is consistent with the grilling, as you said, but we're seeing notable weakness in food service. So away from home consumption. And that fits the macroeconomic concern we're talking about here.
Dr. Glenn Tonsor, ag economist at Kansas State University, talking about the latest monthly meat demand monitor. You can take a deeper dive on that consumer information. Go to agmanager.info. That's agmanager.info.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
And the last member of the Wisconsin State FFA officer team was announced yesterday. Amala Draxler from Glenwood City has been named the Wisconsin Association of FFA president for 2025-2026. Her parents are Mike and Rebecca Draxler, her advisor, Kirsten Condor. If you'd like to follow up on all the FFA activities from this week's state convention, check it out, MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration, and I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be some heavy rain later today through tonight. A half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 58. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, lingering showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51. 98Q Country.
Out a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much, you get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, because everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't want to come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't wanna wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week. Wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, hey, I forgot 'em.
the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and lay back and moan. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. And I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
The real thing.
Listen to this.
We are low cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama.
Hey, this is Josh Ross.
After your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up, right station.
98Q Country.
never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night and filling up my mind. All the heaven's rivers come to light, I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you, I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good. And when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you. Falling like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. For the winds to take us high above the plains, I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you, I'm falling for you now.
No more appropriate song than this morning. Clint Black, Like the Rain, at 98Q Country. We're in for a bit of a soaker here today. 49 is our temperature. Not only rain, but cool. Man, temperatures will struggle to get much above 50. We're at 49 right now. And 51 is our forecasted high for today. So not a great day to be out and about moving around outside. That will change rather quickly tomorrow. We'll see close to 60 for tomorrow with quite a bit of sunshine. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, temperatures in the 70s. Maybe a little bit of rain shower activity on Sunday, possibly. So we'll let Mother Nature do her thing and drop some moisture on our planet here, and we'll adjust accordingly. So if you pick this weekend to be at the cabin, well, you don't get a gold star. We'll give you the color of the star yet to be determined, all right? Because tomorrow and Sunday probably will end up being pretty good. Definitely not overly warm. It's cool out there. We're at 49 right now. Today is a rather emotional day here at 98Q. It's our final day of the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. We have more keywords, four of them yet to come out today. And hopefully we can make you a winner of some Brewer tickets or $100 in cash. We have had 11 winners from Park Falls and extending over into Hayward area so far. And we're hoping to add you to the list today. So stay tuned. 7, 11, 2, and 4 We'll have some keywords today. We'll do a little shopping show later this morning. I'll be at Wheelway talking about some great vehicles available for you if that's something that is in your thought process. Or we'll talk a little bit about that. I'll be there a little bit after 10, about 10:30 this morning out at Wheelway in Fifield. Well, don't look now, but the Brewers are back. They're in second place in the division. Got a win yesterday. They'll have games today, tomorrow, and Sunday before taking Monday off. So they're only, I mean, it doesn't feel like it's been that great of a season for the Brewers, but, I mean, they're above 500, first of all. That's the first priority in Major League Baseball. Before you even start to talk playoffs, you got to say, okay, are we above 500? Well, check that box because the Brewers are above 500, and they're sitting at, I believe, five games back of first place. If my clicker and my brain communicate here correctly, I could tell you accurately the Brewers sitting at 37 rather, and 33. Four games on the plus side. 5.5 games up in the division. Cardinals are right there behind them. Reds, Pirates. Pirates are pretty much out of it already. So the Cubbies sitting up there in first place. So the Brewers back in action. We'll have it for you later today here on 98Q Country. Find something warm and let's get through a wet Friday here. We get you news and sports twice an hour. So let's get you updated on what's going on right now.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tensions between Israel and Iran rising once again after dueling strikes that began when Israel hit several of Iran's nuclear facilities and killed two top generals. Iran striking back with at least 100 drones overnight. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
Several U.S. officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio essentially saying there was no U.S. military assistance. There was no U.S. involvement in any of this. This is strictly an Israeli operation, and American officials are being very clear about that. And the reason they're saying this publicly is because they want to protect American military and civilian populations in the Middle East.
Israel says it hit dozens of targets throughout Iran and was justified, according to IDF spokesman Effie Defrin.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Brought to you by Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, the Fifield Lions are hosting their second annual Trail Twister Fun Day. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Bob Voy and Greg Griesel about the event.
We're going at a little bit different this time from last year. Last year we did it more of a poker run style where you had, you know, a couple months to make all these stops. We just shortened it up. We're doing a one-day event. We're going to hit some Fifield and Pike Lake area businesses, supporters. So people that want to bring ATV, UTV, or ride a horse, a goat, their Harley, a Jeep, whatever.
Fast lawnmower.
Yep.
Whatever moves to get them there, huh?
Right. So they can they can use whatever method they want. They can hit these stops and just patronize them. You don't need to get a punch card filled or do anything like that. It's just a fun, casual run to hit some of our Fifield and Pike Lake sponsors. And then in order to help Catkins Animal Rescue, if you're going to participate in the ride or if you so just desire, you can drop off a donation item. There's a QR code on the page. On the poster, on most of our Facebook page links, whether it's on the Fifield Lions Club page itself, there's a QR code that you can scan to tell you a little bit more about Catkins Animal Rescue. And they will have adoptable pets there approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's some other events that Big G can cover. And I'll probably be out on the ride with those so inclined to go on the ride.
All right, let's talk about the route first. We're going to start right out with one of my favorite meals of the day, breakfast at the Country Cafe there, mm-hmm. right before the ride. It's going to go from 8:30 to 10:30. That's where we're going to gather there. And then 10:30, we're going to go up to Northwood Supper Club for a little Bloody Mary bar and stuff they're putting on up there. And then the ride's going to start out, take off, and go to Winter Green Lake Resort. The Big Dipper, Moose Jaw Resort, back to Mary Cassidy's, and then return to Mulbridge Park, where the Friends of the Fifield Fire Department are doing a pork on the South Fork. Big pig roast brisket down there. So we're going to start at 11 o'clock, so come on down and enjoy some great food. We're going to have some speaker music down there and so forth. Greg Gunderson will be down there spinning some hits for us. And
as mentioned, the event takes place over at Mulbridge Park. Beginning at 11 a.m., stop on by, show your support, and maybe even win some awesome raffle prizes. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers battle the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration, and I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
The Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest on 98Q Country is brought to you by Northwoods Realty, where a house means family, roots, and memories. With the area's largest vacation rental selection, they help you live here, stay here, and feel at home. NorthwoodsWI.com.
Hey, it's Big G here from 98Q Country, inviting you to join me live on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin for Customer Appreciation Day 2025. I'll be broadcasting live from 9 to noon. Meet legends like Alan James Lindner and Bassmaster Elite Pat Schappler. At free seminars, enjoy a free brat lunch from Johnsonville and save big on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, tackle, and more. Get details and pre-register now at stcroixrods.com.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is nice because you can just keep doing you. So keep on using that broken phone charger because it occasionally works. Keep quoting something you heard on a podcast as your own. Keep ignoring your sister's texts while you drive and after. And when baggage claim says, have a great trip, keep on saying you too. And keep driving safely and you could save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be some heavy rain later today through tonight. A half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 58. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, lingering showers with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
98Q Country.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried.
wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on a creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Farms never got sold, and I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish grandpas never died.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a
and it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
If I live to be 100 and never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who I am. I am a I know just where I stand.
spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan.
Jessica Andrews, 98Q Country on a wet, rainy Friday morning. Things a little bit yucky out there. Well, look who made his way into the studio here, Greg Gunderson.
Good morning. Good morning.
Bright and early this morning. Good to see you, Greg.
It's early, but it's not bright. You think that's going to make the official Civic Media forecast a little bit yucky out there?
A little bit yucky out there.
Corey Hartman with the Civic Media forecast. It's a bit yucky today.
Yes, you were asking me a question as we were both perusing around the studios and doing our thing here this morning. You asked me a classic, nostalgic baseball question.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so I'm researching my own the date in history. I had to scoot my show around this morning, and I'll be talking about history to start the 7 o'clock hour. And in searching for that, I found a name in baseball that I didn't know how to pronounce. And your reaction to that name, Joel, told me that you basically could probably state this fact for me. And that baseball player's name was Ron Say. Now, the date in question, as I was searching through history, is today's date in 1973. It was Dodgers versus Phillies that day, and that day, Ron Say, well, he took the field at third base. Do you happen to know offhand who any of the other infielders might have been that day?
Maybe Davey Lopes, maybe?
That's one.
Yeah, the
That's
old Brewer one. Manager. He was second base, I believe.
So you got Ron, you got Davey, you got two more, and this list of names is the whole reason that it's a date in history.
Yeah, I'm not going to get the shortstop for this.
The other two, and I'm betting you're recognizing these names, Steve Garvey.
Steve Garvey, oh yes, the third base.
And I'm pretty sure even I recognize this one, Bill Russell.
Okay. I thought Ron Say was a third baseman, I believe, but I may have that.
Either way, I was just, you knew his nickname, the Penguin.
The Penguin,
but
yeah.
You got Ron Say, you got Steve Garvey, Davey Lopes, and Bill Russell, which together make an infield that was together for 8.5 years.
Wow.
Starting that day. That was the first time an 8.5 year infield played together.
Yeah, and he played a lot at third. I think he was basically a third baseman, Ron Say, because just his whole body structure, if you look at a picture of him, he was a little bit arched in the lower back and just had a little bit of a penguin walk to him, and that's why they called him the Penguin.
It's so funny, though, that the moment you talk about body structure for baseball players, I am so ignorant on it that there's only two baseball archetypal bodies that matter that I'm aware of. You got Babe Ruth out there who didn't look like an athlete. He looked like a butcher. And then you've got the Buckner. You've got how did he manage to even get out there? And just no wonder it managed to topple through his feet. Like,
yeah, because he couldn't squat over that far.
The bow-legged. Like, I only know of players with conditions, I'm pretty sure. But no, that was, I saw that and I thought, yeah, I bet you Joel is going to be aware of that one. You know what? I bet you if you said the name Ron Say to Darren Patterson, he'd probably fire off that whole fact to you.
He'd give you a half hour worth of stats on him, betcha. All right, Greg, good to see you.
Thanks, Joel.
Greg Gunderson, he does the mornings over on Trail Mix 103.1, and he also, of course, his afternoons here on 98Q. He does a little bit of everything out there. Makes some coffee, all that stuff. Big resume. We have some words of wisdom at 6:45. Let's get the Friday rolling here. A little focus on the family.
Raising boys can present some unique challenges for a single mom. So if you're parenting on your own, here's some helpful suggestions. One of the most important things you can do is to surround yourself with a supportive community. That could be family, close friends, or even people you know from work or church. The main thing is don't try to go it alone. You need people who will come alongside you when the going gets tough. Not only do you need support, but so does your son. Every growing boy needs a male role model in his life who can be a positive influence. Now, I know you're working hard to be your son's source of strength, Mom, but he needs to connect with a male figure who can set a good example of what it means to be a man. So ask a family member or a friend you trust if they'll spend some time with your son and mentor him. I also recommend you take advantage of books and other resources that are available to help you navigate single parenting. You and your son are are both in store for a lot of changes as he matures and develops. And there is great information out there that can help you avoid some of the potholes you might otherwise hit. And listen, Mom, you're working hard, and I applaud you for your commitment to your son. It's a thankless job many days, but with the right support and influence, I believe all your dedication and hard work can eventually pay off. So hang in there. To learn more about how to parent, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Light up your world with Nebo lighting products from Bader Sports Center and Phillips. From small pocket-sized flashlights to large 18,000 lumen flashlights, they have the light of your life. For campers, get their tent lights with three brightness levels. For hunters, they have headlamps with blood tracking capabilities. And when the power goes out, Nebo makes a blackout backup bulb, providing up to 12 hours of emergency lighting. During the month of June, save 25% on all Nebo lighting products. Bader Sports Center, your Nebo light headquarters. Right next to Pick and Save, Highway 13, Phillips.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Q Country. It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest right here on 98Q Country. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 98Q Country. 98Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, I'm a mama type. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my age. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
You country.
Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please. Tonight I'm gonna start all over. Show you, girl, what's in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger. You tell me you're the lucky one. I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. In my heart, ooh, gonna love a little stronger. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper.
Taken, baby, I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray you will love me only. Think about you some days
and the way I would lay waste and day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind, 'cause somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Shiri Preston. President Trump telling ABC there is more to come after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News. The latest economic numbers show the Trump tariff policies haven't hit U.S. consumers all that hard yet. Inflation's still under control. However, that doesn't mean there isn't concern out there, says shopping expert Trey Baj.
Consumers don't know what's going on, and they don't know what to expect and what to plan for. There's a recent AARP poll that found that 73% of consumers are worried about prices rising faster than their income.
A 9-year-old girl is recovering after she was bitten by a shark off the coast of Florida. Officials in Boca Grande on the Gulf Coast